The Ask Lou segment is sponsored by Lindholm Roofing. Their family has your family covered. Hi, Mr. Fix-It Lou Manfredini. How are you?
Good, John. How are you?
You got jet lag? Are you over that? How are you feeling? How was your trip?
Today was the trip was fabulous. We had a great time. We have, as you know, because you've done this these trips with our listeners, they're awesome. We made some great friends. We had some repeat customers, and Portugal is definitely a place that people should put on their list of places to go.
What was the thing you liked the most about Portugal?
It's a small country, kind of reminiscent of Ireland. The people were fabulous, and we did go to this winery in the Douro Valley, which was, you know, the weather cooperated. It was an absolute picturesque kind of romantic setting. We had this lovely education about the wines that they make in Portugal, and there was this beautiful meal and wine tasting that we had in these lovely, lovely rooms. And I think everybody there said, boy, I wish we could spend even more time here. It was so nice.
Yeah, yeah. I thought your broadcast from there, which is the dumbest idea I've ever heard, hauling that equipment all by yourself over there, finding a phone line to hook it into, it just, I lose my breath thinking about it. It sounded fantastic. The conversation you had with the lady about cork flooring, for instance, was just, not only was it really, it was very interesting, Lou, and the quality of the broadcast was like you were in our studio. It was amazing.
It really was amazing. And, you know, it's funny, there was a tour that morning, and I was encouraging the listeners. I go, look, I appreciate that we're all here together, but it's a radio show. Go and enjoy Lisbon. You know, we were in Lisbon, and they were at a monastery, and Mary Beth, my wife, was with them, and she texts me. She goes, everybody wants to come back to the broadcast.
And so
they got back on the bus, and they all came back, and they I start at 6, and so there it was noon, so they all showed up about 1 o'clock, so yeah. our 7 o'clock hour. And I warned the staff that we were in this dining room that was closed, and they allowed me to set up everything in there. And I said, you know, I think when everybody comes back, they're going to be hungry and thirsty. And we made, I'm pretty sure, the hotel a small fortune, and they didn't know what to expect because everybody came back and had a great time. And we were, I was just very flattered and happy to do it. And it's just fun for me. I know you say it's the dumbest idea, but I just, you know, I love the fact that I can say, wow, I did my show from Portugal.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I did my show from Ireland or whatever. It was kind of cool.
Well, you know, I'm glad you have that kind of energy. To me, it just doesn't feel like a vacation if I have that hanging over my head. But you pulled it off. And I got a new tagline for your show.
Okay.
The Lou Manfredini Show. More interesting than a Portuguese monastery.
There you go. I see the T-shirt.
Are you ready to answer some questions, Lou?
Yes, sir.
Well, I just have one. I know our listeners will, too. 312-981-7200, and you've got your to-do list for us. But can I just ask this question? A lot of people are doing landscaping and mulching this time of year, and I noticed around the side of my house, the mulch and the dirt and everything is pushed up above the first course of bricks on the foundation of my home. Where should the line of grass or dirt or mulch go on the side of your house?
Yeah, that's a good one, John, because it needs to be below that point. If you have whether you have a masonry home or a frame home, that mulch over years, I'm going to add more mulch. And then all of a sudden, it's a great way for water to get in there. But also, the mulch insects, even though a lot of mulch, cedar mulch keeps insects at bay, they're walking over the top of it. And if I'm right at that point where the foundation meets the brick, it's a chance for them to come in. And so before you add any mulch, go around the perimeter of your home. And if you notice exactly what you just saw at your home, rake that away so that I'm at least a couple inches below, so that when you add another 3/4 inch of mulch, you're still below it, nice and fresh, looks great, and you lessen the risk of any water coming in there.
So if I have a cement or concrete foundation, you know, the cement-colored thing, and then there's the bricks, you want to see a thin line of the cement-colored part?
I'd love to see about 2 inches of
really?
That exposure
wow.
where the cement, yeah, it's just, and I mean, even just think about it from a winter perspective too, right? I mean, not that we get a ton of snow anymore, it seems like, but, you know, if I get a large snowfall, now it piles up against the home, especially if it's drifting, the higher that is, then that snow sits there in the wintertime, and that can be a potential for leaks as well.
I was walking along that line in my house, and there was maybe a 12, 16-inch long snake just slithering along there. And I thought, he is going to slither right up that mulch. And now in that space, I really don't know, between the foundation of the home and the brick wall, I'll bet there's a little hole in there, and he's going to be in my basement in no time.
Good times.
I know. That's not a question. I just thought I'd humble brag about that. All right, Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini, you tell me some things I should be doing, and then I'll get some questions from our listeners. What do you like?
Sure. I think that this is spring cleaning. Obviously, everybody's working outdoors, like you mentioned, John, and the weather's starting to turn a little bit. One of the things we don't do, you know, the hardest working appliance in your home is your refrigerator. Think about it. It runs all the time. And in particular, now all the coils are at the base of the modern refrigerators. And so if you can take that toe kick off, and if you have a vacuum cleaner with a hose and also something called a tube brush or a coil brush, you can gently move that in and out once you take that toe kick off. There's either a couple screws that hold it in place, or it just clips on.
Yeah.
And use the brush and the vacuum cleaner to pull all that debris away. It will boost the efficiency. It will prolong the life of the refrigerator. And it's just a really good idea to do at least once a year in the spring. The other thing is outside, your air conditioner, if you covered it for the winter and uncover it, even though we're a little ways away, but, that first warm day is going to come, you're going to turn it on, and I forgot to uncover it. And it may be that the coils are dirty. There is a product that most HVAC technicians keep in their truck called Coil Clean. It's a company based out of the Chicagoland area, and it's a spray. You can buy it at the hardware store. Spray those coils down. Let it sit there for, half an hour, then hose it down, and you're ready for the warm weather.
Okay, I can do those two things, or Brenda will do them.
Mm-hmm.
What's the rule on the batteries in smoke detectors? Do you do it? Isn't there a holiday that everybody thinks of doing it?
We typically do it when the clocks change. What has changed now is if you have the older units with, the 9-volt batteries or the AA batteries, of course, if you haven't done it yet, go change them. The new law in Illinois and in many states, we have listeners in Wisconsin, I believe it's the same there too. They're 10-year batteries, and so the whole unit, when you replace it, this is my recommendation. If you're going to replace the batteries in your unit, and they're several years old, take the whole thing down, buy a brand new one with the 10-year battery, take a magic marker, write April 14th, 2035, and on it, right on there so you can see it, and then 10 years from now, replace the whole thing. Then you don't have to worry about it.
Our number is 312-981-7200. Will you take some questions from listeners?
Of course.
Judy, what can Lou do for you? You're on WGN.
Hey, guys. This is Judy. I'm over in Michigan in St. Joe, so none of your recommended guys can help me, which makes me sad. But I know the insulation in my ceiling needs to get replaced. My question is, do you pull out the old and put in all new? It's probably been there for 40 years. And I do know something died up there last winter because I had to tape the door shut. I wasn't going up to find it. or do they just put out, take out the old and put in the new? What's recommended?
The benefit of taking out the old is that they now will offer, insulation contractors will offer what's called air sealing. And so where there may be a ceiling fan box or cam lights, they'll come in with expandable foam, or at the perimeter of where the walls meet the ceiling, they'll use expandable foam to seal all that. If we take the draft away, it's going to boost the efficiency of it. Now, the fact that you had something die up there, we probably want to get
there,
rid of that
and the
too,
wall.
Right? So they'll
yeah.
right. They'll come and take that out. they'll offer you as an additional thing to air seal and put insulation. Now, can they just go over the top of what you have? Absolutely. But the better way to go, in my opinion, is to take the old stuff out and then air seal and then put the new stuff in.
Okay, that's what I thought. I was going to ask one other thing. Oh, shoot. Oh, do they do the foam sealing or do you do that fiber stuff?
So there's either, I like blown-in insulation. There's either fiberglass or cellulose. Okay. There's a debate between, you know, the people that do fiberglass say it's the best. The people that do cellulose say it's the best. It's way better than what you have now. So whoever's going to give you a better price, I don't have a problem with either way. If you made me choose, I would go fiberglass.
Good to know, and good luck to you. Thanks, Judy, for the phone call. Hey, Lou, should we wait to clean the yard to protect the pollinators? If you want to get into an argument with a radio audience, Lou, go ahead and answer that question.
I would say go ahead and clean the yard and plant plants that are known for the pollinators.
And they can be pretty, yeah.
Yeah, I get the whole no mow. I've heard you talk to Bob Bertog about that, you know, and he kind of agrees with me, or yeah. I agree with him. However, yeah. We put it is that I'm all about the bugs and the pollinators. That's all good. Yes, we are, you know, doing a lot of damage to them. But there's so many plants that you can do. It'll be beautiful, and you'll bring them into your yard, and you know, you can kind of have the best of both worlds.
Hey, Lou, who do I call to replace rotted out windowsills in general? If I get new windows, do they replace the rotting wood?
If you get new windows, if there's rotted wood around there, they will remove that, and then they'll patch in new wood, and then they typically cap all that with aluminum. Depending on where you live, there are glass and window companies that specialize in working on older homes. There's a company out of Evanston Mirror and Glass. They do that, but you know, they have a. I'm always nervous giving their name on WGN Radio because, you know, we got people living in St. Joe listening to us. So
yeah, right.
They're not going to St. Joe, or they might not even go to Aurora. But, you know, if you're probably within a 30-mile radius of them, they may come and help you.
One last one here, Lou. Do you have something for fruit flies? What do you recommend? I cleaned all the drains, 100%, still got them, plus the toilets. They're driving me crazy.
Probably not fruit flies. They're probably some type of little moth. There is a new, well, it's a spray that's been around for a long time, John, and I love this. I just discovered it myself, and it's called S as in Sam, L as in Lou, A, S-L-A. Comes in an orange spray can, smells like cedar, waterborne product. It's amazing. Spray that. You can use it. It's safe around kids and pets. It is a chemical, so follow the instructions, S-L-A. It's the best bug and moth spray that, well, I never knew about, and I'm excited about it. It's been around for a while.
Do you spray it prophylactically or to kill the moths when you see them?
Both.
And is it for all? We got some moths in my house, the kind that eat the wool, rugs and clothes and stuff like that.
Does it work? Oh, my gosh. John, it's going to change. It's going to change your life.
You have made me feel better just now with that product. This is a fight that Brendan and I don't know if we can.
S-L-A. S-L-A, and it's an orange can.
All right, Lou. Hopefully they're not being made in China. I don't care what they cost. I'm going to get some of those. It's good to hear your voice, my friend.
It's U.S.-based. Thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Hooray. Let's buy American. You know who else will also help you with this? Because I have had them do it, too, because we have some moths that chew on the rugs. Executive Carpet Cleaning has a product that will protect them from that. So we're doing that too. Nice folks over there.